Hi there, this is Tracy, and tonight I want to talk about getting rid of bad energy and how to do it. Have you ever had like one of those days where things that were okay before just like blow up in your face and things just affect you differently, right? You're just driving down the road and you get angry at someone who cut you off where you normally wouldn't. So there's energy all around us that can affect us, that can make us freeze, that can make us unable to focus and do what we have to do on our daily lives. And there are a lot of people out there that don't necessarily believe in the energy world and the things that we have the power to choose and change. My friends in Connecticut still think that a chiropractor is like crazy spacey medicine, and you know, an acupuncturist would be like a voodoo god to them or something. They don't believe in energy, they don't believe in the power of our own self, and that's okay, that's them. But I'm here in Colorado and we have a very, very high energy focused world. Boulder, Colorado is like, you know, Psychic Institute, we've got it all. And I think it's rubbed off on me in the last 10 years or so. And I've learned a lot. I've been through a lot. I've worked with energy healers, probably 15. I have worked with psychics and good and bad, but all of it affects how we are. And when a narcissist has been in your home, or if you lived with them and it was your home and their home, all of these things hold energy. And it's important to know that you can clear energy. And there's a lot of different ways you can do that. So let's start with clearing energy on something like a ring. Okay, this was my engagement ring and I don't wear it on that hand anymore, but it's a really nice ring. So I'm not gonna throw it away. And I have a friend that's an energy worker. And we took the ring and you stick it in salt. Anything you want to remove the energy of, you can stick it in salt for like 24 hours. And the salt extracts the negative energy. It's almost like, you know, science class and protons and whatever, but you can get rid of the energy that that person had left on it. They had given you something. If you had gotten a gift or something was theirs that's in your house now, short of getting rid of it, which is the best advice, if you can get rid of it, then get rid of it and start again. If you can't get rid of things like you're bad or you can't afford new sofas or something, you can clear the energy in so many ways. You can clear the energy of the object. You can clear the energy of a home. And I'm gonna go through some of the ideas. So the first and most important thing that we often overlook to clear our space is opening a window. Just simply open the window and let all the air out. It's like blowing up a balloon and then deflating it and starting again, all right? Different air, different energy. It's not like you can open the window and it goes out, but it brings in fresh. It brings in fresh air. It changes the way your house smells and feels. Even if it's freezing cold out, open the windows and air out your house. Cleaning and vacuuming are like basic things. They do clean our energy and our space. So clean, rearranging your furniture. If you lived in this house with the narcissist, then move things around so that every time you're sitting on the couch, you're not looking at that wall or out that window that you used to sit on the couch and cuddle with. Things are going to have this energy field and they're going to keep you stuck. So if you don't learn about this foo-foo stuff, it's going to be harder to heal. And I know that might sound crazy to some of you. You've probably already turned me off, but this is something that I believe in and I know that it has helped my healing. So to avoid that freezing, because you don't know why things just affect you, maybe you can't get your bills done or you are stuck with you know, something you hate doing, but you become frozen. And that's part of the abuse. That's part of the cycle of trauma. But it also has to do with our energy.
So,
some of the things that you can do to get rid of the memories and the items and putting salt. Salt is another thing. This one actually came out of that corner of my room. And I worked with an energy healer, and she told me to put like Morton's kosher salt into little cups in every single corner of every single room. And the negative energy goes into it and it's trapped, kind of like a you know, an ant trap. It goes in there and it's like, is this really gonna work? Well, shit, if I can try it and stick salt in the corners of my room, I'll give it a try. And it certainly helped. I know that it did. Do you all know what a smudge stick is? So a smudge stick is a sort of stick made out of sage. And you can buy these, I don't know, Boulder, we have some, you know, crystal and oriental stuff and smudge sticks. So, you know, look for a place like that. Even Google it. You'll find one near you. They're really cheap. They're like a dollar or two. And how you use it is you light it. And I don't know that I'll light the whole thing because I don't have an ashtray or anything over here. Are there really ashtrays anymore? I don't know. So I've just lit it a little bit. See? So it's blowing and it's making a little bit of this sage stuff. So you go into every corner of the room and you wave it and you let the corner fill up. And this is not truly lit because I just did a little bit of it. But you go in from every room and then you clear to the next corner and you clear to the next corner. And this is getting rid of the energy. So a smudge stick is awfully cool and it smells pretty good. Some people might gag and then that's the time to open the window. But smudging really does help. Saying mantras. Mantras are something that you repeat to yourself. And it's a positive affirmation that you can say something like, I break the soul contract that I had with X, and all of the energy that encompassed my body that might have come knowingly or unknowingly, I release it and I send it to the you know, the space, right? So repeating that over and over, an affirmation would be something like, I know that I am a good person and I did nothing wrong. And again, I'm not really good at affirmations. I have an app on my phone that I can pull up daily affirmations. So look that up and repeat it over and over. In the very beginning of my healing process, I wrote one on my mirror with a bar of soap in the bathroom. And I just wrote it on the mirror and I would look at it. And while I brushed my teeth, I would say it over and over. Some people have taken the same mantra and put it onto a post-it and put it in the car. So every time you're at a light, you're going to repeat it back and forth to yourself. So there's kind of cool ways that you can repeat this and get this into you. Grounding is another thing that I had to learn. I didn't know what that was. And in order to ground yourself when you're having one of those panic attacks and it's like coming inside of you, you need to put your feet on the ground and sit up nice and straight. Your feet need to be flat on the ground, and this is grounding. So when you're there, you just start to take some very deep breaths and you fill up even your stomach with air and you let it out very slowly, very much like a yoga thing, meditation thing, but it brings you back to the moment. And do it as long as you need to come out of that funk that the negative energy has put around you and you don't know what the hell's going on. You can yell at it. Seriously. You can yell and just command the bad energy to leave. Another thing that you can do, I have another problem, is to take a candle. Oops, there we go. Take a candle and light it and leave it on your coffee table and talk to it. I know this is very airy-fairy. I warned you. Talk to the thing and it will, you tell it to take all the negative energy and it's sopping it in for you. Crystals. You guys ever do anything with crystals. I didn't before any of this happened either. But I was introduced to crystals slowly through the intuitives that I was working with. This one is rose quartz, and it is actually shaped like a heart. And sometimes I will wear it in my bra. It grounds you. And sometimes I just have it in my pocket. Sometimes I sleep with it next to me in my bed. And this absorbs the energy. And you should never let anyone touch your crystals. But if you go into a store that sells them, talk to the people there. They know this sort of stuff. And different things have different connections. And what I've been told in many of the stores that I have gone into is to, I ask them, like, what will help me ground? What will help me, you know, with my heart chakra? That's what the rose quartz is for, heart chakra. And so they will tell you to kind of look around at all of the crystals, because they will call you. I know that sounds airy-fairy again, but they do. Also, maybe it's just that you like it. You're like, oh, that one's pretty, I like it. But it is calling you. And if you believe that there's a like avatar tree of life that has the roots into everything, and going for that grounding, walking outside in your bare feet in the grass for a few minutes, just breathing, letting your feet hit the ground barefoot, and let that absorb into you. These are some other crystals. I'm not even sure what they do. I have a pink one. And this one was like, I called it my grounding, and I don't know why, but that one I keep with me a lot. And I'll just pick up a different one out of a pile and say, which one wants to work for me today? What do I need? And I'll pick up one of those little suckers. There's something that is called a Himalayan salt lamp. Not exactly sure where you get them. I don't have one, but it is sort of like a rose quartzy looking thing, and it has a candle in it, and the salt that it puts out into the air is very healing, and it eliminates bad energy. So remember that. Something that you can do to help remove negative energy is to reverse karma. Karma is something that we always wish that this is going to happen to the narcissist, right? We wish the bad karma come on them. We hope that it all fucks them up really badly. But this is a different kind of karma. This is your own karma to your own soul and to your own energy. And what you have to do to reverse it is when those terrible feelings and bad thoughts and that just anger and sadness come over you, is to reverse that karma and say, thank you for coming, sadness, but I don't want to play today. And I send you back. Just envision a big bubble around you, and it will protect you. I remember doing this in the very beginning, and I didn't feel protected. And the woman I was working with said, look at something that is a bigger wall. You know, if you can't envision the blue light circle going around you, which works. But if you can't do that, then put yourself... And I pictured the Rocky Mountains. They're all around me. I pictured them as the wall to keep the energy of the assholes out. And it works. And every time you go back down, think of that wall coming up. You're protected. You're safe. You're protected. So that's a good idea. There are some simple ones that you can do. And those would include yawning. I know it sounds like really weird. You do it till you pop your ears and it releases energy. Laughing. Just like, try to get yourself into a belly laugh. Even if it's fake, just keep trying again. And that act of laughing is going to, it's going to repel the bad, and it's going to turn your energy into something else. And doing things like exercise, of course, clapping your hands, just randomly dancing in the middle of your living room, it's going to change your energy. It's going to change your karma. The last thing I want to tell you is, as you're changing that karma is to engage in kindness. You are so low right now, maybe. When you are low and depressed, scared and frightened, and you can't get the person off your mind, and you feel like you can't help yourself, go help someone else. Get on a support group and answer someone else's question. Listening to them and the things that maybe you've been past and can give them a little piece of advice. Being kind to others is going to change your karma. Volunteering. You know, if I look back, I think making these videos has changed my karma because I don't have that evil, vengeful thing. Even though I do get to tell good stories, it's not about that. It's about helping others through my stories, through my words, through my vulnerability. So do something for others. Join a group, go work at a homeless shelter, volunteer. So you get your ass off the couch and you'll come home being thankful. Gratitude is huge. Just be grateful and send the bad energy away. It does work. I know it's foo-foo-woo-foo, but I'm here in Colorado, so that's all I got. This is Tracy. Haven't subscribed to my channel in 17 minutes? Then please do.